or call 888-766-6066, 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com, protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Spain's high number of swine flu cases may be due to the popularity of holidays to Mexico. Here's Harold Heckel.
Spain actually is the hardest hit country in Europe at the moment, but that is probably most easily explained by the fact that many Spaniards traditionally like to enjoy summer breaks in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
Spain trails Mexico, the United States, and Canada in the number of people diagnosed with swine flu. Dr. Richard Beeser is with the CDC.
We're not out of the woods. The information that we've been getting over the past couple days is encouraging.
And swine flu fears have led to violence in Egypt, where no flu cases are reported. Police fired shots in the air and tear gas at pig owners who stoned them to prevent government workers from slaughtering the animals as a precaution against the flu. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage and fear the worst? The law firm of Pomery & Associates would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. Pomery & Associates is an attorney-based loan modification firm that can negotiate the terms of your mortgage so you can afford to live in and enjoy your home. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-604-8525. That's 800-604-8525. It does not matter how far behind you are on payment or what your credit score is. Pomery & Associates is here to listen and help. Call now, 800-604-8525. 800-604-8525.
Jack Kemp, a former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills who represented Western New York for 9 terms in Congress, has died of cancer in suburban Washington. He was 73. Former campaign manager Ed Fulner remembers when Kemp would tell stories about his football days and was upset that his black colleagues were treated as second class.
That's why Jack always, when he was campaigning, whether it was for Congress or for vice president or whether he was campaigning on somebody else's behalf, always insisted that the bottom rungs of the ladder had to stay in place so everybody had an opportunity to climb up the ladder as high and as far as she or he could go.
Make sure we got a head count in there!
And sounds yesterday of team officials checking for victims after the roof collapse at the Dallas Cowboys indoor training facility. A special teams coach broke his back and 11 more people were hospitalized. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-879-5819. 800-879-5819.
Pope Benedict says he hopes his upcoming trip to the Holy Land will give encouragement to the Christians there and also promote peace and reconciliation between Israel and the Palestinians.
I ask you all to join me in praying for the afflicted peoples of the region. In a special way, I ask that you remember the Palestinian people who have endured great hardship and suffering.
He spoke about his trip during his weekly Sunday blessing to pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter Square. A bombing has killed 4 people, including 2 children, in a busy market in southern Helmand province in Afghanistan. While militants seem to target military forces, children and others are also sometimes victims. Here's Jason Stragioso.
Such improvised explosive devices are typically aimed at Afghan officials or international or Afghan troops. But the U.S. military says that 1,800 Afghans were killed or wounded last year in such bomb attacks.
The violence threatens to overshadow the August 20th election, the second since the ouster of the Taliban in 2001. Human rights officials already suspect potential fraud because of so many women have signed up to vote.
Afghan males in the conservative countryside often do not let their women relatives outside the house and therefore try to register to vote for women relatives. The chairman of the Independent Human Rights Commission is worried that those males may use those registrations to perpetrate fraud at the ballot box.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Stop. Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact. If your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic. Just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 23rd day. It is the third day of May 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And what has the New World Order, Global Crime Syndicate, been up to while they've been distracting and diverting the public with what all the evidence indicates is a complete and total psyop, psychological warfare operation against the people of the planet to distract the planet from all the big decisions that are being made, the final haggling and the formation of world government between different governments and private interest and power players. The attempt in the United States to pass the global carbon tax, hundreds and hundreds of taxes to regulate every facet of our lives, to openly and publicly be paid to private banking families, Al Gore, you name it. Republicans are involved. Democrats are involved. There are three climate change lobbyists, global warming lobbyists. They're now changing to the term climate change. A White House memo just got leaked. I could already tell you months ago they were changing their terms, but we'll go over it. In fact, on record, I've said that. So they're passing this new tax to micromanage every facet of your life. It will all be selectively enforced so big globalist corporations don't have to follow any of these rules. This is meant to shut you down so they can turn the vicious, parasitic, blood-sucking government bureaucrats and control freaks and all the dumbed-down people they've created who can't get a real job in the real economy to come literally suck off the rest of us. That's what's being set up. So just a total implosion of society. They're busy trying to pass amnesty bills for total open borders. They're busy Obama announcing that he'll continue the torture, continue the secret arrest, continue secret military tribunals for foreigners and U.S. citizens, expanding the wars, Israel getting ready to attack Iran, massive war being geared up for in Pakistan. All of this is going on, but the average person isn't aware. They're busy wringing their hands and, the bird flu, the swine flu, the deadly flu. It's all over. Give me shots. And here in Austin, Texas, and around the country, they've set up emergency tent cities full of influenza at the Dell Children's Center. And people are showing up in thousands all over the country and the world. One-third of people didn't show up at week last, didn't show up at work last week in England, fear-mongering, wearing masks. And don't worry, the government's there. It's got the shots. So now it's gone from a form of Obama, Obama, to give me flu shots, give me Tamiflu antiviral, help me, please, oh God. Only martial law will save us. Only forced inoculation will save us. Please, only locking down cities and arresting anyone that doesn't take the injections will save us. Oh, man. All right, now I'm warmed up here. So I do want to take a lot of calls on this issue, the swine bird slash human flu that is clearly engineered. I mean, it's all over Japanese and Chinese and British and German news and Mexican news and Russian news and all these scientists coming out and saying this thing is clearly engineered. It has all the genetic markers. It came out of nowhere. That's why your grassroots scientists and virologists and health workers who aren't part of the fear-mongering, who aren't part of the staged fear-mongering that the feds and the Mexican feds put out, that's why they were so concerned up front and bought the Fed's line. Because this thing, see, viruses, and Obama, by the way, gave a speech Saturday, a little four-minute blurb from the White House YouTube room. This guy's giving like 50 speeches a day, more than I do. This guy's more of a New World Order info warrior than I am a liberty and freedom info warrior. It's hard to counter the endless spew coming out of the that thespian actor's mouth, that front man for the real shadow government Northcom system. But Obama came out and said, why are we so scared about this? Now, it may turn out to be nothing, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to spend billions getting ready for the next flu, and it's going to be deadly, just what Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, said last Sunday, you know, 7-8 days ago. He said, because this thing's out of the blue. It has no pedigree. It has no history. It has no other virus it's really connected to. You see, of the thousands of flu viruses and different mutations that scientists find each year in universities and private labs and vaccine makers, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it runs the gamut from good doctors and good companies to bad companies and government and the black op folks and the people bringing you eugenics. But you see this totally new virus appearing wrong time of year, in the wrong hemisphere, never happens, and the thing is a never-before-seen mix with different parts of pig, different parts of bird, different parts of human, and some weird insect hanging off of the end of it, they're now saying. All of this going on, and it's rapidly mutating, and it spreads really fast, and it infects 40-50% of people that come in contact with it, instead of the 10-15% that regular flus have, even bad mutations. That's why so many scientists and virologists were so concerned. Because the Mexican government and the U.S. government and the World Health Organization, the U.N., were out saying that this could be it. Tens of millions could die. The greatest threat ever facing humanity. The greatest public health threat in 90 years since the swine flu outbreak of 1918. Those were all the headlines. It's over. Run for the hills. And so we got on air and said, well, folks, it looks like a hoax. I said last Saturday, last Sunday, right through the week, I said, looks like a hoax. And we talked to doctors like Sherry Tenpenny, who thought it was overblown. And we talked to other people who thought it was, you know, basically the end of the world, like the media was hyping. But the issue here is that they've used this as a dry run to bring in the infrastructure of tyranny and the police state, and to have CBS News, Fox, CNN, everybody. I'm sure you've seen it. We played clip after clip this week saying, well, it's sad, but martial law is the only thing that will save us under level 6. And we are going to have forced inoculations of those that refuse to take it. And if you refuse, we're going to forcibly inject you and then put you in a camp. So that was introduced. And, well, we got to do this to save humanity. We got to do this to save the earth. If we don't, it's going to be the end of the world. And so that's introduced into your mind. And CBS News came out with the executive orders and said, yes, under executive orders, forced inoculation. You go to the camp, and then they say, oh, well, maybe this isn't really bad, but the UN, World Health Organization, Obama, the Republicans, all of them are saying, even if this isn't deadly and a false alarm, it's getting us ready for another pandemic that we know is going to hit and that we know is going to be deadly, and when it happens, we're going to have to basically forcibly lock down the cities and inoculate you. I mean, here's the cover of the Wall Street Journal yesterday, The Age of Pandemics. And it shows Chinese police in masks and quarantining hotels, and they're jerking people off planes in the U.S. in hazmat suits like it's like it's, you know, the beginning of the movie 28 Days Later. And it's just like, I mean, it's terrible. It's like this stuff is airborne Ebola, they're saying, but it's not. Turns out it's a very mild flu, though it is engineered. And now the concern is it can mutate into something harmless or mutate into something even more deadly, because it is airborne and unknown to, again, all these other flus have a pedigree, like a breed of dog, like a Boston Terrier or a beagle. You know, they have a pedigree. This virus is manufactured. And you say that, you get attacked. I've been attacked by MSNBC on TV and in print. I've been attacked on TV by CNN and in print. I've been attacked by at least, it's got to be, I don't know, I didn't count them up, more than seven or eight other mainstream news articles I saw. And I'm not even looking for these anymore. I get attacked so much. And they would say the crazy website PrisonPlanet.com said this could be a engineered virus. Well, I mean, and you didn't mention that I was linking to Japanese and Russian and British scientists and top virologists saying this thing is totally novel, looks like it was engineered. No, you just attacked me and said I was a kook. But then I guess they did actually link to the article that had all the evidence, but it's still bizarre. Now, listen, what has this served as a distraction for? Oh, let me tell you, I've now finally read the entire treaty. I have to admit, I'd read parts of it in the past. It's worse than we thought. It would essentially ban all firearms, ban reloading as explosives manufacturer, give all your records to the UN. Yes, it's official. When we get back, they're coming after your gun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are shouting right back at the devil, the New World Order. You better start standing up and doing more than shouting at these private bankers. By the way, I meant to print it. I was on thomas.loc.gov and thought, hey, why don't I check out that Ron Paul bill to audit the private Federal Reserve? And I want to say it had 116 sponsors. I'll pull it up during the break. And I hit print. It didn't print when I left my house. I got to get a new printer. That thing's really doing weird stuff. People are like, why don't you just surf the internet while you're on air? Well, that would take time. You got to have them all printed out in the stack of stuff. Well, I think Limbaugh has a stack of stuff. Because with the internet, you can't be scanning around. Even if you have it bookmarked, you know computers freeze up and do stuff. You got to have it in your hand. Besides, I've actually got to go into thomas.loc.gov. And here on the spot, my brain works so good until I'm on the spot on air. What is that? H.R. 1206, I think. Yeah, that's the bill number, and it's 1207. There you go. Good. Well, I'll pull it up. Doesn't matter. Some good news there. So this whole swine flu thing, and it's not swine flu. Pigs don't have it. Pigs aren't spreading it. That's been confirmed. The governments have admitted that from day one. The Hog Association here in the United States, whatever its name is, they've said, look, our pigs aren't dying. That is not the case. China's killing a bunch of pigs. Middle East is killing the pigs. Egypt's killing all its pigs. It's ridiculous. This is so people don't think, wait a minute, this came from a lab. Where did this virus come from? That's why day one the establishment says, oh my gosh, it is a pig virus. And then they get to sell billions and billions of dollars of vaccines. They get to sell billions and billions of dollars of Tamiflu. Right here in Austin, Texas, Tuesday morning, they had big 18-wheelers full of Tamiflu pull into a facility down by the airport, being guarded by police, 20-plus police cars. We got some footage of it. Everybody out there freaking out. They've set up emergency tents at the children's hospital outside for pandemics. And then they've been fear-mongering behind the scenes, telling the health authorities at the state level, we've confirmed this, oh, we're really at level 6, but we don't want to panic the public, oh, it's so deadly, oh, there have been hundreds of deaths in Mexico from it. Meanwhile, 30-plus thousand deaths a year in the U.S., tens of thousands of deaths in Mexico every year, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, on average 200-plus thousand a year, worldwide from normal flus, generally old folks or folks that get dehydrated. You know, it can kill you. Yeah, especially if you live alone. It's usually folks that live alone. They don't get out of bed for 3 days. They don't drink water, and they die. Now, well, cold can kill you. Pneumonia can kill you. No Americans have died. One person who was sick in Mexico City got brought up here to die. A 23-month-old toddler had health problems his whole poor life. Sorry for the child. But you know, he had poor health his whole life, and it's very sad. But the issue here is, why then did the media and the governments hype this? They did it because the economy's imploding. Chrysler went under. There's all this news. It was coming to a head that Obama's expanding the wars, continuing the torture, continuing the secret arrest, moving people from Guantanamo to secret camps overseas and building new ones there in the U.S. and Wyoming, of all places. All of this going on and happening, saying, no, you know, we're going to keep the secret tribunals. All of this. Now it's not in the news. Now it's not being discussed. I'm going to take a lot of calls today with your take on this situation, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Now, I know folks in Mexico have trouble calling toll-free numbers, so dial 512-836-0590 for our namesake, the station we broadcast out of, syndicate out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It's 512-836-0590. From folks in Mexico. We did get some YouTube videos posted from reporters known by me as being credible in the past, up on Infowars.com for Godlike Productions and others. And they're down there reporting that, and then I did confirm, my wife speaks and reads Spanish, so I printed off some articles, showed them to her. I did confirm that you have Mexico City locked down in areas for food and water getting in. The stores are empty in many cases, and people began demonstrating and had some small riots over the fact that there's running out of food and water. And there's video of the riot police marching off to go after them in Mexico City up on Infowars.com, and that was about 36 hours ago. That broke Friday night. So all of this is going on, so it's a man-made crisis out of this hysteria, and they're pulling people off planes who are sweating and have a fever. They in the United States, they're in North Carolina, have checkpoints, and if you're sick, you disappear. At the border, if you're sick as U.S. citizens, they drag you off to quarantine. They're quarantining hotels in Canada, the U.S., Europe, China. All of this fear-mongering for something that's killed. The documented number is 12 people. They say it might have killed a couple hundred worldwide. There's a few thousand cases worldwide. This is ridiculous. But meanwhile, they're announcing to you the new rules. Okay, Americans. Okay, Canadians. Okay, Australians. Australia is really fear-mongering. We may have to lock down the cities. You may have to get 14-day supply of food and water. We may lock down buildings. They've already done that. Towns, counties, cities, states. And forcibly inoculate you. And they're telling you the executive orders of the news. And you're going to have to lose your rights under martial law. That term is being used on Fox and CBS and CNN. We've got all the clips. In fact, I'll play one later. All of this is going on. All of this is happening for nothing. It's a psyop. And they said, we think this flu may mutate in the fall, so you better take your forced inoculation then. So this is kind of a primer. And then we also noticed they had unprecedented FEMA drills all over the United States, from Austin, Texas to New York City, just everywhere, of forced inoculations at schools, from Alaska to Dallas, Texas. Drills of forced inoculations. You just Google inoculation drill. That were scheduled months ago for this last week and next week so people would comply and be part of it. They've had drills everywhere. They've had mass FEMA camp drills and mass grave drills, and they've been calling. We've documented and linked up the mainstream news articles and the internal documents. Mass graves confirmed, Infowars.com. Just Google that, it'll come up because we have a data page with all the mainstream links. Rocky Mountain News admitting mobile incinerators, mass graves being prepared. All of this for months and months and months and months before this, at a level of activity we've never seen before, because they decided to just hype some man-made virus that no doubt some government lab or private lab put out, so they can now hype that they've got the vaccine in the fall and then reintroduce something new. Or maybe they know it's going to mutate. We don't know, but I'm telling you, this has got all the hallmarks of a total operation, and there's no doubt that virus is manufactured, period. So am I ranting? Yes. I'm upset about this because I've been telling you for years. I believe their next move will be a staged bioweapons release, and I said on record, I know these people, they'll have some false flag, false start beta test first to practice their federal takeovers. And most of the political scientists say that by next fall, next winter, definitely by next summer, maybe even this summer, they're already happening in Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, riots over the collapsing economy, over the police state, all this. And then every time you try to go out and take over your government, take your government back, they'll release a bioweapon or a biosim. That's what this clearly is. And lock everything down in the name of keeping everybody safe. Okay, now when we come back, I'm going to take phone calls. But next hour, I'm going to let you know about the latest gun grab. And this is serious and a lot more. Your call straight ahead.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Mama told me when I was young, you sat beside me, my only son.
Yeah, if you want to read the treaty, go up to Infowars.com. You can go read it for yourself. It states that civilian ownership of firearms will be completely curtailed for a power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state's a nice way to say dictatorship. That's the criminal UN, bought and paid for by the big banks. Openly setting up a new bank of the world you'll pay your carbon taxes to. And it'll be just like China is today, or Nazi Germany was, or Soviet Russia. When you're disarmed, the government can suck everything it wants off of you, while the offshore banks sit outside the tyrannical nations and play them off against each other. And yes, it's 112 co-sponsors so far on record at thomas.gov. Title to amend Title 31 United States Code to reform the manner in which the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is audited by the Comptroller General of the United States, and the manner in which such audits are reported and for other purposes. And that's written by Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul now has 112 sponsors, up from 80-something a couple of weeks ago. He had, 87 sponsors when he was on the show a week and a half ago? Just absolutely amazing to have that going on and happening. And back in the 80s, there was a big fracas. And Ron Paul talked about this a few weeks ago on the show about auditing the Fed. So the Fed did a trick. They passed a law saying audit it, that said it was illegal to audit it. And the only audit could be of office supplies, so the pencils and chairs, not what the money does. And so now congressmen during these hearings will ask the private Fed head, Bernanke, who's stolen $12.8 trillion so far, according to Bloomberg and AP, to give it to offshore private banks that you pay your taxes to the IRS. That's where the money goes, directly. As Reagan said, not one red cent of your tax money and of income tax goes around the nation. It's all the other taxes that do. Literally goes to these private bankers, and Bernanke says, I won't answer the question. I won't say where the money is. I don't have to. In fact, folks don't believe that. Let's play this again later. Google on YouTube for me, Alan Greenspan says Fed above the law, from Lair NewsHour. Well, we're going to play that later, but I promise I'm going to your calls for the rest of the hour. Next hour, I'm going to get into the gun ban treaty, ban reloading, ban changing anything on your gun, ban the sale of many types of firearms, and it'll all be under UN control. See, that's a blank check approach where they just like under NAFTA and GATT, the World Trade Organization controls all U.S. trade issues now. Congress signed away its authority. Well, that's what this does, and Obama has said that he wants this. So remember, this is a guy who, when he was in the Senate of the state of Illinois, wrote bills for the complete gun ban statewide. They want a Chicago-style gun ban. Then his attorney general argued last year in the D.C. gun ban case before the Supreme Court. He's such a gun grabber. He was the lawyer arguing against the Second Amendment. He said, I agree with total gun ban of the citizens. Only police and military should own any firearms. Black powder, single shot, they don't care. Now, they rule America, and these are parasites for foreign banks. And when you're militarily dominated and financially dominated, you're not allowed to be armed. And getting your guns is the last step. You will be fully, and I will be fully, dominated by offshore private crime syndicates. It's very simple. So we'll be going over that. Right now, let's go to Jason in Ohio. I'm going to go to these calls quickly, so make your points, please. I'm glad you're calling, but we want to move quick here. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I was going to talk about some of the teenagers and stuff like that, how they're taking an effort to bring the message into their high schools.
What, the message of liberty and freedom, or the message of slavery?
No, of truth.
Good.
You guys do. Yeah, I'm trying to compile a massive report about the truth movement, everything you mentioned. And I'm trying to go in front of the teachers go in front of the class and start speaking about this to them.
Yes, because these are, according to federal documents, we've covered ad nauseum. We sell the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, by the number two person of the Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby, where they openly say their job is to dumb down and stupefy the public, where they have no basic understanding of anything, history, nothing, in these government training camps. The federal testing is to make sure the dumbing down is working. And it is. And so use these camps against them. Fight back in the gulag where they have the cameras and the surveillance and the brainwashing. Fight back and educate inside the government indoctrination camp.
Exactly, exactly. I have that book, actually. I haven't read all of it yet, but I am trying to, look through different books.
It's the size of a phone book. It's mainly government documents, they scientifically annihilate young minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I gave this, the Obama deception, I gave the disc to Congressman Tim Ryan.
Yes.
For 17th District of Ohio. Yeah, I gave it to him, and, I'm hoping he looks at that. That's a great video, by the way.
Well, good job, Jason. What do you think of the swine flu? And that, of course, name is a lie. The designer laboratory flu that they've been fear-mongering about that appears to be as dangerous as a paper cut.
You know, I heard about it, I think, before you mentioned it or something like that. And, you know, I know it was a man-made virus.
Well, notice how it's tailored to be completely engineered. And now the scientists are admitting that's what freaked them out, is this sucker has never before been seen.
Yeah. What should I see?
Hey, listen, I got to jump. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
It's totally amazing that after 100 days, which might be coincidental into the recent events of the bird flu, that
our great leader so calm during a crisis. Mm.
Well, absolutely, and it's interesting, you know, it doesn't deflect at all, I don't think, because from the president, because...
Sir, are you angry at Chairman Obama?
No, I'm not.
You know, he has a little blue book, his people. Literally, they have a little Obama book that looks just like the Mao one, but it's blue. It's not red.
By the way,
we've confirmed the Obama acorn people with billions of dollars of U.S. funding go around to people's doors knocking on them, seeing if you support Obama, and then they GPS your house and mark down whether you're a supporter or not. His own private army marking us. Soon we'll be yelling, wearing yellow stars if he doesn't like us.
Well, I was amazed to hear on my local community station, community-sponsored station, WMNF.org today, so many of the former Obama support apologists were calling in that I was expecting to continue apologizing because the subject was the first 100 days, and I would credit you mainly with them saying that Obama is a front man for the, quote, New World Order, end quote. And I don't use those words very often when I call in, and there are very few other callers of like mind who call
in. And so suddenly you're hearing the very points we make here over and over again from the Obama deception, number one on the web, 5 weeks running. Very exciting. We are breaking the paradigm, and I am really asking for him to crush me. But I'm too committed to this now to care, and I am, again, in through and beyond. That's exciting to hear.
Well, I'm worried about these other community-sponsored stations around the country. I've heard have been victims of arson in the past, and I heard...
Well... Okay, let's go ahead and take a call from Robert in Texas. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
The legendary Alex Jones, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you, the legendary Robert from Texas.
Well, hey, you know, whatever.
Hey, we are all legend. We're living on an awesome planet with weird green trees growing and big crystal clear lakes and stars at night and clouds and
crazy guys worshiping owls.
And crazy guys in Bohemian Grove, Christian conservatives having homosexual orgies, yes. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. Well, I have to mention, I was in New Braunfels the day after that email came out about basically doing the fear-mongering about the quote-unquote swine flu. And the day after, that morning, I was unloading. I mean, I was actually loading my car because I had to go to work. And I went out the front door, and I looked back while I was loading my car up, and I didn't see anybody before. But when I looked back, there was this lady standing there with the GPS thing, and a little U.S. Census bag.
No. It's confirmed. What they've done is they've hired Acorn people and others with $2 billion. This is admitted with the stimulus money. Another group got $3 billion. And they are going around GPSing whether or not you support Obama.
Yeah, and I just think it's weird because...
What did you say to this scumbag?
Yeah, there was an article that you had that said there's some kind of coinciding pattern with the swine flu where it breaks out and then where they're doing the GPS.
I mean, what did you say to this little Stasi? What'd you say to this Nazi, this Chi-Com, this Imperial Guard, this thug, this traitor to freedom, this dirty government agent, this piece of filth, this un-American piece of trash, everything that's bad about the planet? What did you say to this little minion of evil? Hold on, stay there, we'll come back to you.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here.
Okay, Robert, you had a member of our new secret police, the new million person, until U.S. senators announced in the New York Times it's going to be 7 million. Domestic spies, but they're going to be paid by the government. That's the new government welfare program. They take from the working middle class and they give it to people that can't get jobs or don't want to work, and then they come out and command and rule us. Maybe they can have little whipping sticks, little cattle prods, and you know, we can start making bricks for them or something and build pyramids for the bureaucrats, and we'll build giant sphinx heads of the presidents. But so what did you say to the creature that was GPSing your home?
Well, she took me completely by surprise because I turned around and she just like appeared like a little vampire or a little sneaky little, you know, creepy person just creeped up there. And so I was like, well, what are you doing? Because she didn't knock on the door at all. That's what kind of creeped me out. She didn't knock on the door. She didn't talk to anybody.
Got to be clear. They go, though, to the doorstep because they want your doorstep. Where to send the SWAT team? That is for federal. This is admitted. Listen, folks, guess what zip codes are? Zip codes are artillery coordinates, and folks are going, well, how with five numbers do you do artillery? No, the dash on the next number was before GPS. They can bring down on your house artillery or bombs with that. That is a Pentagon grid. Now, with the GPS developed by the military that was originally for smart bombs and cruise missiles, they admit this is for gun confiscation and control, and the feds are going to every doorstep in America, but they also have separately the ACORN people out identifying it. And they admit this. Are you an Obama supporter or are you not an Obama supporter? They want to know. And so they can send those federal SWAT teams right to your door. Isn't that land of the free, home of the brave, baby? Just like we told you about the federal reports and we broke the MIAC and the Homeland Security reports telling you the veterans of the terrorists and the gun owners of the terrorists and the families and the Americans and the Christians of the terrorists. And because we're the people that don't want communism in America. But it's not the communism that we were taught about. It's big, fat, degenerate offshore banks saying, this is commie land. We're going to turn a bunch of lazy parasites loose on you. They're going to steal all the money. We're going to give them a little bit because they like shiny uniforms. And the offshore banks are going to take it. How's that sound? Anyway, so you find this little vampire at your doorstep. And by the way, they're crossing people's fences. They're coming across no trespassing signs. This is all over the news coming to your doorstep because they want to know where to send those federal SWAT teams, baby. Now, tell me.
Oh, you're going to love this. Well, I asked her, and she said, well, I'm with the census. And I said, well, what are you doing there on my doorstep? And she said, well, we count people. And, I just didn't know how to respond to that, you know. I mean, it's like just so condescending, you know. But we count people.
So did you ask the worm why they were there with GPS?
Yeah, she was. Well, she admitted that it was a GPS thing. And then she took off, and my girlfriend was inside the house, but I got her so she could see her walking off. And, you know, she had a little camouflage hat on, and she went to the neighbor's house, stood on their porch, didn't knock on their door. Didn't talk to anybody.
No, they're coming to find where to send the SWAT team.
Yeah, exactly.
We need video of this. It's in the news. They're doing it. They're coming across people's land, you name it. Remember in 2000 the cases where they would break down doors? I've got to Google it right now. Census taker forces way into home. Google it. You think I'm joking? Yeah, I don't joke about nothing, folks. It's all documented. Now, listen.
Alex, I don't understand. I don't understand what your deal is. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to building owl temples for these guys, you know?
You're kind of looking forward to taking that vaccine that sterilizes you? Then you're... Never mind, I'm not going to say it. They got shots, folks, that basically terminate any usefulness for your huevos. Just take your vaccine, ladies and gentlemen.
Adios, mofo.
You guys are in there playing some funny clips today. Okay, you know what? I joke about this, but I'm not joking. I joke around, but this is a serious issue. Now, let me tell you, I'm not saying all census takers are bad or evil. They're folks wanting $10 an hour. But I remember in 2000, I was covering it on the air at the time, and one out of six households got this longer form that had 49 questions. And then I think it was one out of 15, I don't remember the exact, got this American Community Survey that was a couple hundred long, and people were getting business surveys. They were asking, how many guns do you have? What are your stocks and bonds? List them. Do you have a low flush toilet? How long have you lived here? Who is your next of kin? And I explained to people that the U.S. Code, and I had retired judges on and read the U.S. Code, all they can ask you is how many people live here. That's it. Not their blood type, not who their mommy was, not if they like to drink 2% or whole milk. You can't ask them if their hair is dyed. You can't ask them, you know, if they use conditioner when they wash their hair. You can't ask them if they clean their toenails. You can't ask them their sexual preference. You can't ask them if they like Schlitz malt liquor or Budweiser. You can't ask them if you like the Cowboys or the Redskins. You can't ask them nothing, you little secret police freaks. Now, all of that said, I'm getting tired of tyranny, folks. I'm fired up today. This is what happens when I stop not exercising and start exercising. The old, horrid Alex of 10, 12 years ago comes back. The really obnoxious one. Anyways, testosterone is what it's called, folks. It can make all my hair fall out, though, if I keep working out like this. Anyways, side issue. Working out with heavy weights boosts your testosterone, folks. I'm fired up here. All right, let me go. Plus all this coffee I've been drinking. But listen, let's just go back here. Doesn't it fire you up? I mean, to know that under the census law, they can only ask how many people live here, and that goes back to Mount Sinai and Moses numbering the people of Israel to break them into tribes. what you're dealing with here is they said, we're going to have a Congress, and each state will get two senators, but so that states with bigger populations don't get full control, we'll have senators. But at the same time, so bigger states do get a little bit more representation, in the House, it'll be apportioned by the number of people by the census, how many representatives you get. And under U.S. law, they can only ask how many people live here. That's it. So when you get the form, the longer ones that we got in 2000, and now it's time for the census again, it's totally illegal. It's all color of law. It's a trick. Just like there's no law you got to take vaccines. It's a regulation to attend school, but it's not a law. It's their policy, but they have to give you a waiver for the policy under state law. Well, it's the same thing. You'll see the big form with 49 questions, 100 questions, 200 questions. It depends. They send out different ones, and it'll say, up in the corner, it'll have two or three questions, and it'll say under that, you have to do this by penalty of law. And then there's a tiny dotted line beneath it with all the other questions that under law you don't have to answer. But they don't explain that to you. You see how that scam works? It's a contract fraud. Stinking, dirty, lying government lawyers think up all this stuff to trick you, and they sit around laughing. Ha-ha, the slaves will never know. They'll tell us how much money they've got in the bank. Do they own firearms? And then I remember there was a big stink in 2000 about this, and I got bang, bang, bang. And my girlfriend, now my wife, had answered the door when I was gone one day, and this punk at the door threatened her and said, you didn't fill out your census. You only said two people live here. You got to answer all the questions. And she slammed the door. Well, he was back. And so I get a video camera, and I go to the door. This tape's somewhere. And I say, what do you want? And he goes, he was an arrogant on a power trip. I walked outside and followed him. He was parked in the middle of the street, just totally out of his mind on a power trip. That's how it is, these dumbed-down, fluoride heads. They got 75 IQs, but they're on a power trip with a little plastic badge now. And he says, you got to fill this out under law. And I said, go call the police then, punk. Get off my doorstep now. And he said, you're going to be arrested. I said, good. I'm going to sue you after I'm done. Get out of here. I followed him out to the curb because I'm somebody who's not a slave. I went and checked the U.S. code. I know it's a lie. Now, that idiot probably believes it's actually the law. Did you guys find where census takers force ways into homes? You didn't find it. Still looking. No, I mean, it was all over the news. Of course, that was 9 years ago, maybe off the web by now. Everybody remembers it. The point is, yeah, there were cases where they got on such power trips, they would force their way, bust down doors, they'd get arrested. One census taker got killed by dogs. Anyway, side issue. The point is, then they announced 2004, I remember seeing the news, oh, now we're going to have yearly and monthly censuses. Now, wait a minute, you have a Fifth Amendment. They can catch an axe murderer with 15 chopped up men, women, and children in a basement, and they can't compel the axe murderer to incriminate themselves. Fifth Amendment. You have a right to remain silent. Why, then, do they tell you under penalty of law you've got to answer these questions about do you own guns, do you have a low-flush toilet, what are your stocks and bonds? Those are real questions. You see, this is how these scumbag work. Now, they're going around GPSing everybody's front door for the federal police. You saw the gun confiscation in New Orleans and now in Illinois. So this has got me fired up, and I'm sorry I kind of went over the deep end there, but I mean, I am sick and tired of it. And then now we've confirmed the Acorn people and others are running around with GPSs. Also marking, and of course they admitted this about a month ago. They said, oh, there'll be upwards of 1 million Obama volunteers knocking on your door to see if you support his agenda. And then I saw on their own blurbs, they've been given GPSs for files on top of it to nexus in with your name off the federal census. So both the feds and this auxiliary goon force, you know, when you see these USAservice.org and all these groups, that's private groups of the Democratic Party and George Soros with Obama's face on it with a presidential seal building up a literal Hitler Jugend, right, a Maoist system here in America. When we come back, your calls and then the gun grabber treaty. I'm fired up. Stay with us, baby.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In the line of duty, and the Texas House votes to keep the
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Radio 590 KLBJ Austin.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. A conservative icon has died. Jack Kemp, the former pro quarterback who turned fame on the gridiron into a career into national politics, died of cancer last evening at his suburban Washington home. The former congressman and 1996 Republican vice presidential candidate was 73. Edwin Fulner was a campaign advisor.
He believed very much in freedom for everybody and that everybody should have that equal opportunity. Not necessarily equal outcomes, but they all should have the opportunity.
And the majority of swine flu cases in Spain are due to visits in Mexico. Here's Harold Heckel.
All of the cases except for one are actually people that have returned from holidaying in Mexico. Only one has been an infection within Spanish soil.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Negotiations are restarting today between unions at the Boston Globe and its owner, the New York Times Company, as another deadline approaches for the Globe employees to make $20 million in concessions. The Times Company has threatened to close the Globe unless the concessions are met. Chinese state media says an explosion in an illegal fireworks factory has killed 13 people and injured two. Yesterday's blast flattened three rooms in a rented house in the eastern province of Shandong. Neighbors say they did not know the house had been rented out to a fireworks maker. It's the 10th anniversary of a deadly spat of tornadoes that tore through Kansas and Oklahoma. 74 twisters spawned by the same storm system killed 46 people in the two states. The 1999 experience has led to the development of better forecasting methods and local preparedness. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnusanews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
Pope Benedict says he hopes his upcoming trip to the Holy Land will give encouragement to Christians there and also promote peace and reconciliation between Israel and the Palestinians.
This Friday, I leave for my pilgrimage to the Holy Land, where men and women first heard the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Benedict will travel to Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian territories May 8th through the 15th. He spoke about his trip during his weekly Sunday blessings to pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter Square. Children are among the latest victims of a bomb attack in Afghanistan. Here's Jason Stragioso.
An improvised bomb placed on a bicycle in a busy market in southern Afghanistan killed four people, including two children, a 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl.
Such violence threatens to overshadow the August 20th election, the second since the ouster of the Taliban in 2001. A Human Rights Committee official suspects potential voter fraud in the upcoming elections.
The chairwoman said that in the province of Logar, 72% of the Afghans who registered to vote were female, and that was not logically possible.
And authorities in Western Australia say they've recovered the bodies of six people who died when an avalanche struck as they hiked in the Alps yesterday. Six of the victims were from the Czech Republic. There was only one survivor. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances. Is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded. This is the InfoWar. You are on the tip of the spear of the fight for liberty and freedom against the globalists. We are breaking the mainstream media's conditioning, their brainwashing, their false left-right paradigm. We are taking action. Okay, next segment, I'm getting into the gun grab treaty, all the latest gun grabbing. This is off the chart. Obama keeps using his military program of saying this is not an assault. We don't want your guns. This is not amnesty, as they push for amnesty. This is not a carbon tax, as it is a carbon tax. Using his move to go after our guns and everything else with the smokescreen of the hyped-up manufactured flu known as the porcine piggly wiggly flu. Let's go ahead and take a call. Now, listen, I'm going to do this because I'm really bad. Caller calls up, gets me on a rant and a rave about the census takers violating the law, color of law, intimidating people to, you know, turn into snitches on themselves and tell faceless bureaucrats all this stuff. In fact, we Googled census takers forced their way in the door from 2000. We found a bunch of new stuff like this one. First video footage of censor taker in GPS in neighborhood. Worker gets upset with homeowner for videotape. and then tells the guy, you can't videotape me in your own house. I mean, now it's not enough to have cops on a power trip violating the Bill of Rights. Now it's just millions of little mindless idiots who haven't even given 10 minutes of training about the Bill of Rights running around on power trips. Anyways, let's go ahead. I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I want to take 7 calls in this segment and then come back and get into all of this vital news. Michael, you're on the air from Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the chemtrail capital of the world. But anyway, Alex, I just wanted to talk to you real quick about Mayor Anthony Villaraigosa. He's teaming up with the L.A. County Sheriffs to do basically a grab on Mother's Day. They're asking Los Angelinos to hand in their guns for groceries.
Yeah, and they did this in Canada. They do this in England. They do this in Australia. They just keep saying, hand in your guns for money, hand in your guns for money. And they show the images of people handing their guns in on the news. And the news implies guns are illegal. And that's always a prelude to real gun bans in Australia, in England, in Germany. And yes, what was it? $6 billion of the $787 billion is being given to local police departments for anti-gun programs. And the feds are having county and city governments, and this is treason, this violates a bunch of state and federal laws, go around state legislatures and pass gun bans on city-by-city basis. This is another way they're coming after our guns. Well, that stinking criminal president, and he is, it's high treason when he goes against the Bill of Rights, he sits up there saying that he is an anti-gun. At least be honest about it, scumbag!
Right. It's incredible. The mayor actually said he's asking Angelinos to, quote, turn in their guns, and this is all in an effort to get guns off the streets and, quote, prevent gang violence. But, you know, I don't see how...
Oh, look at Mexico. Highest crime rate in the world. Highest crime rate in the world in Mexico. Total gun ban. They want us to live like people do in Chicago and Mexico City and New York City. All the highest crime rates in the world, city by city, nation by nation, because they're disarmed, and they always got thug, corrupt politics and military police ruling over them with criminals running wild. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to ask all my friends to enter this action by going to their local gun shop on Mother's Day and purchasing a gun.
Absolutely. Become free human beings. At least get a taser or some mace and start protecting yourself. These people train their daughters to be victims, send them off to college, be raped and killed. I've heard literally, and I appreciate your call, scores of phone calls. Scores of phone calls from 911 where it's 5, 10, 15 minutes. And I'm not blaming the police. It's not their duty to protect you. If you actually read the law, and they can't protect you every time. And they're going, he's busting in. He's coming through the window now. And this will go on for 5 minutes. And then, he's raping me. How about he comes through? Boom, 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 boom. You die. You like that? Yeah. I mean, I got 2 daughters. Let me tell you something. They're not going to lay around, even if they didn't have a gun. They're going with a butcher knife. They're going to attack you, bastard. You got that? But no, the cops show up. The woman's raped and dead. Because they were taught how to be feminists by the CIA-run Miss Magazine. Oh, that's declassified. To break up the family so the state could raise all the kids and the women would be working all the time. So they could have double taxes to break up the family and control it. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh, it's so good. I am fired up today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, and listen, I always say Obama's a puppet. I say Bush is a puppet. I try not to hate him individually. When I say scumbag criminals, Obama's just the titular head of that. He's the front man. And we need to not even get into hate of Obama, even though I catch myself doing it, because he's just a front man. He's just a puppet. The globalists want us to hate Bush, to hate him, instead of ever hating the Federal Reserve, the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of England, the New World Order that own all this. But I mean the scumbag criminals engaged in high treason coming after the federal government illegally. That violates federal and state law. 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment state laws. Bypasses the state legislatures, which are moving towards pro-Second Amendment everywhere because the majority of people are waking up. They're moving to counties and cities and literally giving them federal money to pass laws against the Second Amendment. Now that's high treason! Everything our veterans fought and died for, everything Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is about, is under attack, and I'm sick of it! Let's talk to Tracy in Minnesota. You're on the air, Tracy.
Hi, Alex. God bless you and your family for your work and them putting up with you, and I just love everything.
Hey, I'm not a slave. Again, people get excited about sports. That's mental illness. They yell and scream. People say, oh, that's a good old boy. But you get excited about defending liberty, not having a bunch of bloodthirsty communists sucking you dry. You're some kind of weirdo. No, you haven't yelled at me. I'm not your slave. I'm not under your control. I've broken your conditioning. Go ahead.
No, your animation and your energy is just, you know what, it's gotten my 8-year-old's attention, and he loves you, and it's getting information out there that I love you. I wanted to tell you about, we had a tax cut rally up
here. Obama's going around with a pair of scissors wanting to chop everybody's thingies off, and I'm not going along with it.
No.
I'm not gelded. Go ahead, ma'am.
No. I'm teaching my kids a lot. You're helping me teach my kids. Let's just say that. But, no, we had a tax cut rally up here at the Capitol, and, you know, it's so funny because it just finally hit me. You got these tea parties, these fake tea parties, whatever you want to call them. Then you got the, and the feds, and then, boom, they try to, like, hit us with, oh, stay inside, put the masks on.
Martial law is good. We've got to confiscate your firearms and give you forced inoculations.
Yeah, oh, and then maybe
here's the
thinking,
key point I haven't made. They say they're going to lock all the U.S. cities down, but the border and all the planes keep flying. We're going to lock down U.S. cities, maybe, and make you take shots, but the border stays wide open.
Right, and so right there you have, I'm thinking now, oh, well, they're thinking, okay, shut down the cities, shut down the protests. I mean, obviously.
Exactly. No. And look, this is a beta test for when there's real rebellion against the private bankers hijacking the nation and openly announce that they're going to use NORTHCOM and the Army against us. They'll just release flu each time or say a new flu's out and, you know, the squirrel dies or something. They'll lock the whole country down. We'll burn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everything's over. You know?
Right. Right. And we had about two or three days ago, we finally had our first case of the, you know, swine flu in Cold Springs, Minnesota. And I know. We're not scared. 2 days later, 5,000 people show up at the state capitol. It hit me. Like, we're not scared.
Exactly. So, God bless you. And that's the spirit. That is the spirit that will defeat the globalists. Time for one more? No. Let's jam in one more. Matt in Houston, in H-Town. You're on the air, baby.
Hi, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Have you broken your conditioning?
Yes, sir.
Good!
I got my first gun a week ago, and I've been preparing for a while.
Good.
I've watched the Obama deception. I've shared it with people that I work with. I'm handing it out on flash drives. I have a DVD burner. I can burn up to 12 copies at a time. I'm very hyped up. I'm very excited. I'm not going to submit, not going to take the vaccination.
Yeah, that's the spirit. I can feel it. I can feel the liberty. I like you.
What I want to tell you about is breaking news from Canada. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says that they've detected the swine flu in 6 months.
I got upset in my pants. I heard the word bird flu. I'll hand in all my firearms now. What, you're saying they found bird flu or the piggy flu? Porky Pig?
H1, I guess.
Porky Pig is on the loose. Ah, Porky Pig! Yeah, lock the city down. Turn your guns in. Take forced inoculations. Oh, my God, there's been one death. Oh, help me. Please, oh,
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 8,8520. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,1106, $455.53 for half ounce, and $227.77 for quarter ounce. That's $9,1106, $455.53, and $227.77.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm not putting up with it anymore. I am mad as hell.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
And I know this. Me and mine, we're not slaves. I'm not a slave. My family aren't slaves. I know slavery when I see it, and a bunch of dirtbag corporatists coming in here with a bunch of fancy song and dance and looting the nation and stealing $12.8 trillion the last 6 months to line their dirtbag pockets, and now they're menacing us with the military and Obamanoids running around on the streets saying gun owners are the number one terror threat in America. You're the terrorists, you bankers, you criminals. All right. All right, I'm going to blitz through calls because coming up is the gun stuff. Next segment, I promise, but I want to take more of your calls. Just these callers keep bringing up issues that fire me up to no end. And I guess it's wrong. You know, the founding fathers got fired up, too, about freedom. They were evil, I guess, according to the FEMA reports. I've got FEMA on tape saying the founding fathers were terrorists and bad. Maybe loving freedom and not wanting to be a slave and having red blood is bad. Unless you're yelling at a stupid sports game, then it's okay. That's allowed. That's all that is. See, is like a little avenue to discharge all your real energy. As you sit there like a spectator, dressed up like a clown, instead of really getting fired up in the game of life, which is war. War against tyranny. Tyranny's always waging war against liberty. Have you figured that out yet? There's a war going on for your mind and your wallet and your children and everything. You going to stand up to it? John in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air worldwide, John. John, come ahead. Okay, John just made the jump into hyperspace. Let's talk to John from an undisclosed location from Planet Pop-Tart. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
First, let me just say I prefer to say undisclosed just because I don't believe in the man-made boundaries that we have drawn in the lines, which have done nothing but, you know, diminish our progress as humans.
So you believe in a global government, great, with a big fat...
Not at all.
...mousy tongue running at the top with machine guns, okay.
Let me just say it to you this way. I was pointed in your direction by a very well-known member of InfoWars. To put it to you simply, he used to steal firearms for many years, and I'm sure you could piece it together and understand who I'm talking with, about. And with this said...
riddle me this, riddle me that, and I don't know what you're... just tell me, sir, what's going on?
Nature's law. All right, nature is always goes in hand with irony. What we're talking about is parasites, people that are feeding. Let's take the common flea, for example. What they do is they feed, but without that feeder, they have nothing, no power. And we're talking about these people that are running the world at this point and controlling us. However, the only reason why they can do this is because we have allowed them to feed off of us.
And we follow their orders, and we do what they say, and they've turned our jobs and our schools and everything into prisons. I agree with you. Great point.
And the time that we can get this to turn is, and perfect point is that previous caller called in about the census taker, you know, came to his yard. Why is that guy the only guy sitting there arguing with them? How many neighbors did he have looking out their blinds going, oh, my God, what's going on? That guy fought as one. Now, this is what needs to change. Because the way I see it is when that consensus guy comes and forces himself on that property, it shouldn't be...
Yeah, that's a giant... That's a baby chick.
It should be every neighbor in that neighborhood coming down.
Yeah,
now,
that's
we're talking about 10 pawns versus one king.
I hear you. People got to take action. That was a baby tick coming out to scout blood meals for the larger mega ticks. And they're violating your Fifth Amendment, folks. But you violate your Fifth Amendment when you fill out an income tax form we didn't have till 1913. You waive your rights. You violate your rights. They threaten you with penalties if you don't incriminate yourself and fill out these forms. The government says it's exempt from mistakes, but you're not exempt from mistakes. It goes on and on and on and on. And speak of the devil. They're trying to make school teachers and then real estate agents and then CPAs and then everybody. They under Homeland Security, they're going to make everyone in the nation have a national ID card, locally standardized ID, to have a job. That's official. And they're phasing it in right now. So I got a news tip mailed to me here at this station. And yes, I was aware of this, but I'm glad the person mailed it to me. It says, America's privacy threatened by new global fingerprint database. CPA group allows foreign data miner full access to American fingerprints. See, not only are they making all the CPA people now fingerprint to have a CPA job like you're a prisoner in a database, that's being shared internationally to track and trace you. And it's the same. They make you thumbprint to get school lunches in most schools. And even if you're paying for it yourself, this is the control grid to track and trace. So they just turn your thumbprint off. They admit that the governments admit they're conditioning the public to do this to buy and sell. Whether you believe in revelations or not, this is a bad idea. Imagine if Hitler would have had this. Nobody would have gotten away from him. Even the American Institute for Certified Public Accountants, under pressure from outraged citizens and CPAs from across the country, has recently admitted to collecting the fingerprints of American citizens who take the CPA exam. And it doesn't matter. It says people in a news article bring their Social Security card, driver's license, passport, everything, and they say, no, you must give us your biometric fingerprint. Now, see, I have this Lou Dobbs piece. Now, I reported this a couple of weeks ago about, and so did Governors of America, about this new treaty to ban reloading, saying it's terrorism and explosives to reload in your home. Or private companies have to get a UN license, international license. It'll ban cleaning your guns, disassembling guns, changing barrels. It will restrict the shipping of guns outside the U.S. and guns into the United States. But people don't believe us, even when we link to the treaty. So I wanted to, right now, before I come back and go to calls, maybe I can settle down if we play this, go ahead and get into this, and we'll continue with calls after it. I'm going to play just a little bit of this. The whole clip's linked up on InfoWars.com from YouTube right now. And you can go there and link through the treaty itself as well. Rights under assault, foreign access to U.S. gun registry. And they make you fingerprint to be a gun dealer. And then that goes in the U.N. database. In 2000, they signed a world treaty where all driver's license, all IDs, all this stuff is a worldwide database set by the U.N. The U.N. is in control of the swine flu response. And they're bragging, oh, this is good for global government, a good test, as the nations follow their orders. And who owns the U.N.? The private bankers who are openly setting up the Bank of the World. who just stole your $12.8 trillion out of the U.S. alone, another $10 trillion out of other nations. Private banks tax you. Private banks have taken over. Here's Lou Dobbs. Well, you know what? Yeah, we'll start it now and come back in a minute. Here it is.
A renewed effort tonight that could curtail our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms if President Obama has his way. He wants the Senate to ratify a little-known treaty that would create a national registry for guns. Under that treaty, other nations would be able to identify gun owners in the United States. Bill Tucker has our report.
President Obama went to Mexico and brought back a 12-year-old treaty.
I'm urging the Senate in the United States to ratify an inter-American treaty known as CFTA to curb small arms trafficking that is a source of so many of the weapons used in this drug war.
The treaty signed by President Clinton in 1997 was never ratified by the Senate. It calls for the institution of a regime of gun control never before seen in the United States, creating a gun registration system that would be open to international sharing. Offenders would be prosecuted under treaty law, and they would be eligible for extradition. Proponents like Senator Dick Lugar are urging passage, saying, quote, we should consider ratifying this Congress.
Think about the magnitude of that. Americans are now being extradited to Germany if they say the Holocaust didn't happen or that 5,999,000 people were killed by Hitler. Hitler killed millions. He was a bad guy. I don't even disagree with that. Even if you think 10 million people were killed by Hitler, let's say 100 million, whatever. It's your First Amendment or free speech right to say that. But they set the precedent with that, with these treaties. Well, you're not for Nazis, are you? And the next, it's, oh, you're denying global warming. They want, if you deny man-made climate change now, the European Union is trying to pass a law to arrest you. See? Oh, now? Oh, you're for that? You see how this is happening? Oh, you violated a gun law in Germany. In the U.S., you're going to Germany.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Other. So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, let me calm down and go over this. I want everybody to listen to me and listen very, very carefully. There's a tactic that these mind controllers, these lawyers, these dirtbags running society, these corporatists use. They don't care if 91% of Americans want to control the borders. They leave them open. They don't care if 80%+ want the war to end. It continues. They don't care if 98% in every major poll, some cases higher, some cases it was 100% some polls, were against the banker takeover, bailout, they do it. But they also will lie and deny. We had Rand Corporation, UN documents, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents going back 20, 30 years. You just go to the CFR.org, private group, and Google world government, and you'll read hundreds of articles the last year saying, world government, we're going to take your guns, we're going to tax you, we're going to have carbon taxes. But when they go on the news, they'll say it's a conspiracy theory, it doesn't exist. And Obama does this same thing. No, there's no plan for North American Union. It's been set up since 2005. We're under it, under treaty. I mean, officially. The documents are public. And they will say none of this exists. Oh, there's no plan. You know, conspiracy theorists claim that international bankers are setting up a world government run by them and that you'll pay taxes to them. Then now, hundreds of articles, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, you've all read it. A world government run by private banks, because they're bankers and they know how to stop banking crises when they engineered it. Literally, Larry Summers runs the things in the White House with Geithner, and they engineer what happened in the 90s that we're living in right now. I mean, you got to love it. And they say, doesn't exist. No such thing as New World Order. No such thing as private global cartels. No such thing. No such thing. And they keep saying, oh, this is crazy conspiracy. There's no plans for guns. We don't want your Second Amendment. There's all these crazy paranoid people. Record gun sales. They're nuts. Obama comes out and says, believe me, I don't want your guns, and they run out and buy more. Record gun sales. It's double anything it's ever been now since he won the election, you know, 5-6 months straight. That's about 6 months now. Because people read the bills he introduced in Illinois for total gun bans. They read what his attorney general called for, his deputy attorney general. Total gun ban. Nothing. Gone. No Second Amendment. Does that insult anybody that he said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists, that's all he hired, or get us out of Iraq and he's expanded it, or that he would do this, and that, or he would give the detainees rights and didn't? Everything he says is a lie. Even if you agree with the guy, you got to kind of look around and find out what he's really doing instead of what it is you think you're agreeing with. And I'm not saying vote for the new Republican they're going to try to shove down our throat in 3 or 4 years. You know, Rick Perry or something for president. It'll be the same thing. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Stop focusing in on the puppets. And folks, I have read the Unideer treaties. You know, let me give you the date. One of them. The big meeting they had in New York City. Passed the treaty in most of the world. U.S. hadn't passed it yet. They're trying to pass it right now. what was it? It was July 7th, 2001, UNIDIR meeting in New York, and they said small arms illicit traffic means all civilian-owned guns, and that all guns must be banned, that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly. They say the legitimate. They believe what Hitler believed, or Mao, or Stalin, that the state should have a monopoly of power. Now, the Romans had that. The Aztecs had that. The Nazis had that. The Chi-Coms have that. Fidel Castro has that. The East Germans have that. Stalin had that. The Japanese shoguns had that. Slaves couldn't own swords, and they couldn't own arrows. They couldn't own bows. They couldn't own spears. You got it. It's real simple, folks. And I finish up with Lou Dobbs, because I'm playing this clip, because people don't believe me. They won't go to InfoWars.com 2 weeks ago when we wrote an article about how he's reintroduced the treaty. And it's got a good chance of passing. And I guess as they're coming for your guns, the cops will be loudspeakering. We're not taking your guns. We're just confiscating them. I tell you, I've had enough of this, folks. And let me tell you, go ahead and play the clip.
Are urging passage, saying, quote, we should consider ratifying during this Congress the Inter-American Convention against Illicit Manufacturing of and Trafficking in Firearms, Ammunitions, Explosives, and Related Materials. Gun rights activists are incensed.
It reflects a deep distrust that the government of the United States has had toward the people, that somehow we need to be regulated because of other people's inability to have a peaceful and orderly society.
Which cuts to the deep distrust that some gun owners have for government in general and specifically for this administration. President Obama, as a senator, consistently supported gun control legislation. His attorney general, Eric Holder, is also in favor of gun control. But one strong supporter of the Second Amendment in the Senate is determined to see the president does not get his wish.
The president said it is a very high priority for him to get this treaty that takes away our Second Amendment rights ratified by the Senate. It is a very high priority for me to make sure that this treaty never gets ratified by the United States Senate, and we will find the votes to defeat it.
Gun control is an issue that the Democratic congressional leadership has not been eager to embrace just yet, but that is what has gun rights groups concerned about this treaty. It isn't being presented as gun control. Instead, Lou, it's being presented as an international treaty that has been ratified by 29 other countries, so therefore it must be right that we ratify it as well.
Well, I don't know who, what do you mean it must be right? Because 29 other countries don't have a Second Amendment or a constitution.
Correct, and that seems to be President Obama's logic.
We're fools if we don't pay attention to what is being done before our very eyes, and that's what is taking place. And no one can blame President Obama. We have only ourselves to blame, because he's made it very clear, as has his attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer in the country. They just want to do a few things with gun laws, like take them away in large measure. Bill Tucker, thank you very much.
Yeah, in fact, folks, and that's up on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. Folks, we have a link to the stinking thing. It says, see, it has the definitions of explosives, ammo. You take the MIAC report that we first broke and the DHS report, we broke. All that news you heard, if you're a new listener, about how the veterans are the number one terror threat along with gun owners and conservatives, we're the ones. We get sent those by the state police and the FBI. I just got sent something by an FBI agent Wednesday that I've been too busy to put up and write an article about, but that's coming the next few days. Wait till you see this. It's worse than everything you've ever seen. Sent to me by the FBI, by good people inside there. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are taking this nation over. They're saying the American people are terrorists. They're saying Homeland Security and this whole police state grid they built is for the American people. It's not for Al-Qaeda. If you don't know, Al-Qaeda was set up by the CIA to attack the Russians in 79 to start that war, and you don't know they used them to attack the Serbs in the late 90s, and you don't know about arms for hostages and all that, fine. But at least you should admit they're now going to use the anti-terror system and the federalization takeover against you, because they know you're not going to like 80% taxes, as the UN and the OECD and the Ex-Im Bank and the International Bank of Settlements and all of them have said. We're going to come back and go to your calls, but I just want everybody to understand something. Where is it in my stack? You can just Google Monopoly of Force UN. And you can find all the UN treaties and documents and their speeches and Christian Science Monitor articles. Let me think. How did I find all these articles today when I wanted to refresh my memory and pull this up? I Googled, just Google the UN's war on firearms. There was a great story done by American Opinion Publishing that's got all these hyperlinks to all the treaties. In 2002, they wrote this. And you can just read that, the UN's war on firearms. And monopoly of force, put that in after it. I mean, monopoly of force is dictatorship. Let's jam in another call here. I just can't. But it's really happening, and these arrogant, smiley-faced, mind-control, Madison Avenue pitch men know that perception's reality, so they tell us, hey, we're not coming after your guns. We just want to confiscate them all. And that's what Obama says. He says, oh, you have a Second Amendment right, but we have a right by law to curtail that to the point of total bans. That's what Holder argued last year before the Supreme Court. The Attorney General is a treasonous traitor by the Founding Fathers' statements and rules. Anybody against the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, is a traitor. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. But, of course, they're terrorists. They're bad, I know. Fine. Go with Holder. Go with the stinking foreign banker sucking the country loose. You don't believe me. My film, Road to Tyranny, a police officer and fireman separately sent me footage of FEMA saying the Founding Fathers were bad. I have that video. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Final segment. I'm fired up. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to incomeathome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
That I've gotten so excited today, but I'm not. Sorry at the same time. Because somebody needs to get fired up about freedom. We're being overrun by parasites and scum and trash and a bunch of degenerate filth that think that we're their slaves. It's time to slap them upside the head and tell them, back off, scum! Don't forget, for those of you out there, to Google Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And, of course, the Obama deception. Get them in high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of them. Spread them to the four winds. They're the equivalent of hand grenades in the war for the mind, unlocking people's minds out there as we blast the enemy. Casey in New York, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, Casey.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you. About the Border Patrol checkpoints.
Yes.
I traveled to Vermont frequently, and back when Howard Dean was the front runner for the Democratic Party, George Bush installed one of those right in the center of the state.
Yeah, I know. Over 100 miles in now, they just search your car, checkpoints.
Yeah, this was 5 years ago.
And they let the illegal aliens go. It's on record. In fact, in the stimulus package, illegal aliens are exempt from having to show federal approved ID to use the money, but citizens have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's bad to be a citizen because we're known as the schmucks that'll take anything.
Yep, I always found it interesting that it's been coming up in the last year or so, you know, especially out west. And it's gone away. They don't do it here anymore.
That's because folks refuse to go along with it.
Well, for the most part, yeah, but I think mostly it was just because Howard Dean had his explosion on TV and was no longer the front runner. And as soon as that happened, it disappeared.
And then we're going to watch it in D.C. to take back the White House!
That's it.
Hey, man, good to hear from you. You know, I don't think it's bad to get fired up. See, they've conditioned us that it's bad to get fired up. And I think it's good. I think it's really good. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Yonkers, New York. And then we're going to beat the New World Order! Ah! There you go. Let's go. Oh, my God, he got excited. Oh, what are they going to do? Oh, he may actually have testosterone. That's not allowed. Mm. Let's go ahead and talk to... I wasn't making fun of you last caller. I was making fun of those that attacked Howard Dean for that. Brian in Yonkers, New York. Brian, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Hey, how you doing? I love your energy. And the Obama deception is the best, man. I can't wait for the chemtrails to tell people what's in the air, man.
Absolutely. Going to make a big weather control film.
Oh, I'm so excited about that, and it's waking people up.
Which, by the way, is declassified. Just the general slaves don't know it. They could tell the slaves that Texas didn't exist, and they'd go, Alex, it's a conspiracy theory. Texas doesn't exist. I get emails saying the euro doesn't exist. I bet you believe in a European Union. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm very obnoxious.
Get your feedback, Alex, on... This answering service called KGB, have you seen commercials for it?
No, but I hear the CIA ads on the radio every day as they're recruiting spooks to run our lives.
Oh, Christ, Alex. I sent them, my one question was 9/11 an inside job? And they said, oh, there's no proof, but some people say it is. And, not even like...
Oh, really? They're now having major university engineers. I had one of them on Friday from foreign countries like Denmark come out and document that they had thermite in the buildings. They found the unexploded thermite. It's been found in the records. Multiple universities peer-reviewed. They blew those buildings high, sky high. High sky.
Absolutely,
high.
And you document that in 9/11 truth, and that's a wonderful film as it is. The next day, I had, some freaking cops at my door asking about incriminating evidence on my computer or something.
Yeah, it's all about intimidation. Listen, what do you think this is, America? It's a conspiracy theory that you got free speech to give people films. You're not allowed to have freedom. That's what Al-Qaeda's trying to give you. And we're not going to put up with it.
You know, I mean, seriously, I've been in New York, and we got footage in Truth Rising where the cops come up and go, your camera's a gun. We're going to put you in prison as a terrorist. You're not allowed to pro. I'm not kidding. You can't make this up. It's unbelievable. Hey, you continue with your courage, sir. You tell them it's your first. Call me back during the weekday show when we have more time and tell me the rest of the story. I want to hear from you. Ronnie in Spice Woods, Texas, which, according to the media, doesn't exist. Nothing exists except what the government tells you. So I have to wait for the government to tell me. I remember when the dollar was plunging. The media couldn't say it was plunging. They had to ask the White House press secretary, Perino, is it true the dollar's dropping? She said, I can't answer that. I'd be fired if I told you. So I have to ask the media. Media, does Spice Woods, Texas exist? I have to ask. Government, can you come over here? And I went and clean me up. I just went to the bathroom. I need a groom here. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'm sorry, folks, Ronnie in Spice Woods, Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yes, we exist. We proceed. Also from the planet Pop-Tart. I'm sorry, can I help but borrow that?
That does exist, according to the government.
But there's two mind control events, and we all need to stand up for peace and freedom.
Peace and freedom don't exist, sir. You're with Al-Qaeda.
But look, on 4:30, my 50th, I was thrown out of an H-E-B grocery store here locally for carrying with me, as always, my Ron Paul placard with another also placard for peace and freedom. And the pitiful store employee outed me out of the store because of my signs. And that's the big Highway 71.
But you went in the store with your signs?
Well, I carry them with me, wherever I go.
I got to be honest, and I love what you're doing. And maybe T-shirts are better. Of course, malls now are arresting people for pro-peace T-shirts. But the issue is that obviously that person recognized from the federal report that Ron Paul is terrorist. And that, but no, I'm serious. You know, that's in the federal report.
Yeah.
And bumper stickers for freedom or anti-UN or terrorism. But it is their private property, so it is their right to do that. You wouldn't, you know.
Well, I challenge them. This is not the first time they've actually called the sheriff on me before. So but it's weird. They kind of blew it off for a while after I said it on another, I don't know, I identified them on at the city council meeting or something. And which reminds me also, at this city council meeting that very day, they also confiscated my sign. They'd never done that before.
Oh, my. Well, you got it, sir. You're not allowed to have signs. You're not allowed to hand out videos. What is this, Al-Qaeda or something? I mean, come on. A lot of terrorists calling in here. Nathan in Southern California, I hope you don't. You're calling into a show with free speech. In the future, it'll be, Granddaddy, is it true once you were allowed to say what you thought? Yes, but don't tell anybody. They'll arrest you, okay? All right, watch out. Daddy, did we always have cameras inside our houses watching us? No, we didn't, but watch out. It's going to hear you. Nathan in Southern California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I don't know. It's pretty evil to be having a talk show with free speech. Maybe I'm a terrorist. I don't know.
Hey, over here, we've had UN soldiers in our neighborhood.
They're having, I forgot, a UN drill in Southern California, a UN drill right now in Arizona for gun confiscation. That was actually a part of the drill in their own admission. So how's it going with the UN troops?
They are putting red discs on the doors, right next to the doors, and three of the homes on our street alone.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, this is different, because I know they had troops from 11 Latin American countries landed for gun confiscation drills in Florida. That is confirmed, and I've been to these drills before, folks. They really train to take your guns and admit it's for America. Where are you in Southern California, and what are they doing?
I'm up in the mountains in a rural area, and they have came around. And, you know, me and my boy, this is one on our next-door neighbor's house. We were playing horseshoes there yesterday. It was not there. Today there is a red disc on the right side of their door, about the size of a half dollar.
And you've seen the troops?
We saw the troops in a California exempt car, driving in our neighborhood while me and my boy was riding our bikes on our street.
Well, for those that don't know, you can Google this. Hold on, let me think of the exact headline. One of hundreds, but this is a good one to put out, because people can see this in another country, in Scotland. They have Ukrainian troops. Google this, see if you can find it. Ukrainian troops scare Scots. And they set up mock gun confiscation drills and checkpoints. This was like 5 years ago. And remember in Iowa a few months ago, and I had the colonel on the show, they were doing gun confiscation drills door to door and said I was bad because I read the newspaper article on air and caused the drill to be canceled. Go out and get video of this, sir. That's amazing. Let's talk to Scott in Connecticut, probably another evil gun owner, probably another person that Homeland Security is upset about. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, evil gun owner here, and greetings from the outskirts of the sanctuary city of Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes.
Hey, we got some census takers roaming around our area.
Oh, great. Are they putting red markers on your door that you're evil?
No, not yet. One person apparently seemed to be going door to door, but a buddy of mine was out putting some stuff in his car, and that person, a woman, mysteriously kind of just appeared. And he asked if he could help her, and said, oh, no, she would be back to take his information. She was just sort of out canvassing her route, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why do you got to canvass the route when all you need to do is walk door to door?
Yeah, it's total lies. They're GPSing everybody. It's admitted. I mean, they're GPSing you. Send the federal SWAT teams if need be. The feds admit they're canvassing when to send their death squads in against the American people. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, I think what we need to do is asking these people for ID. They should be ID'd from the Commerce Department, or if they start monkeying around with some GPS unit, they're obviously collecting information they're not supposed to.
Absolutely. I'm out of time. I'll be back during the week and back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Spread the word about this transmission. Great job, team. Folks, rediscover liberty. Get fired up about it and say, I'm not your slave!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit Heartland.